Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that Ireland's high rates of personal tax are becoming an issue for multinationals here as they struggle to attract and retain young workers, according to Chartered Accountants Ireland. It launched a new guide to foreign direct investment. The Institute's Director of Public Affairs, Crona Clohasi, said the marginal rate of 52% being paid on a portion of average workers' incomes is seen as a barrier because it is high by international standards. The point at which the 40% higher rate of income tax clicks in is currently €42,000 for single people. When that is added to 4% PRSI and 8% universal social charge, it brings the total to 52%. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that rent inflation in Dublin is accelerating again amid a slowdown in the construction of apartments, according to the property website Daft. Open market rents in the capital rose at an annual rate of 5.2% in the third quarter to an average of €2,500 a month. And we'll be dealing with that issue on News Talk Breakfast. Donal O'Donovan in the Irish Independent reports that Dublin Airport is seeking consultants to assess a scheme to bore deep under the huge site to tap low-cost energy and ultimately replace natural gas to heat and cool its terminals and other facilities. It comes as the airport's solar farm, thought to be among the biggest in Dublin, is now operational. DAA, which operates the airport in Dublin, believes it may be able to replace the natural gas used to heat and cool the vast facility with renewable geothermal energy sourced from under the campus itself. The details will be announced at the third National Geothermal Energy Summit taking place at Dublin Castle today. The plan will explore meeting a heating and cooling load of between 7 and 10 megawatts through geothermal energy, and expects to have the outcome of the feasibility study by next summer.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.